Chapter 31. 2:15 a.m. Tomas slowed the truck and came to a stop a few feet in front of a downed tree blocking the road. "Guess it's time to see how a chainsaw works in 150-mile-an-hour winds," John said. Tomas was out of the truck before John finished the sentence. John turned to Cindy and Mark. "Stay put," he said. "No way," Cindy said. "We need to start getting some footage for the man who got struck by lightning." "Huh?" "The documentary I'm planning to produce about you." "I'm not sure I like the name or being filmed," John said. "We can discuss the title later," Cindy said. "Grab your camera, Mark." Tomas's yellow form appeared in front of the headlights, holding a chainsaw. He fired the saw up, but the sound was overwhelmed by the wind. John jumped out and joined him. Tomas had brought two chainsaws, but they immediately decided it would be safer for one of them to use the saw while the other pulled the branches and pieces of trunk out of the way. "Try not to get blown away," Cindy said to Mark, "and don't think news segment. Think documentary. This is not a 'whoa, look at me, I'm in a hurricane and I can barely stand up' thing. This is the real deal." "The man who got struck by lightning thing," Mark said. "That's right." Cindy had trouble opening the crew cab door because of the wind. She finally resorted to pushing it open with her feet. She had to hold on to the door handles, then the front wheel well, to keep from getting blown away. Mark had reached the front of the truck and was already filming by the time she got there. He was holding on to the winch with one hand and the camera with the other. John had been in a lot of storms, but nothing like this. The branches lashed their heads, arms, backs, and legs like bullwhips. There was hardly any need to haul anything away. As soon as Tomas threw something, it blew off into the darkness. All John could really do to help was to shout out when a piece of flying debris was coming his way. He glanced behind him and saw the camera light. Cindy started to crawl forward, but he waved her back with both hands. They didn't need her help. Tomas barely needed his help.